Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday, I was talking to you about what we learn from history, if anything. Some folks never had a liking for history in school and really don't enjoy reading it today. However, there is a lot that we can learn and should learn from the successes and failures of others in the past. The Bible, as well as many other books, is full of history of the lives of people and people groups, and we do well to look at their lives and learn from their successes and failures and apply those lessons to our lives today. If we look at the history of other people and people groups and do not apply our hearts to learning from their successes and failures, we're like a man who looks into a mirror and sees that he's got a smudge of dirt in his face, but he turns away from the mirror and does absolutely nothing to remove the dirt. And we say, "Wow, foolish. So what good did it do to look in the mirror?" Well, that's my point. If we read history, learn about other people groups, and we learn about things that they did that were successful in this life or how they failed in this life as it relates to eternity. And if we don't take lessons from those and learn from them, we're just like a man who would look into a mirror, see a smudge of dirt in his face, and do absolutely nothing about it. Well, yesterday, I used some of the failures of the children of Israel to illustrate what we can learn from those failures and how we can benefit from that today. Today, I'd like to use another Bible character to illustrate how we can learn and benefit from the successes of another individual. Take Noah, for example. In Genesis 6, we read that God spoke to him and told him to build an ark because he was going to destroy the earth with a flood. Now, God did not tell him that he was going to send rain. It had never rained up to that point. I'm sure Noah would have had no clue what rain was. God simply told him to build the ark for the saving of his family because he was going to send a flood. Now, let's place ourselves in Noah's shoes for just a moment, and I'd like you to think with me what that must have been like. It had never rained on the earth up to that time, and God said he was going to destroy the earth with a flood. So, how was that going to happen? They weren't even close to a body of water. Next, consider with me how building a huge boat like the ark was, out on dry ground with no water in sight, must have seemed like absolute foolishness to the community in which he lived. I can imagine that Noah's parents, his family, his wife's family, and the neighbors asked him about the building project that they were planning with all that lumber that they were accumulating. They were cutting down trees. They were dragging them probably somewhere on a pile. And I'm sure that aroused people's suspicions. What's Noah going to be building now? Looks like he's got some project in mind. Can you imagine Noah's father coming over and saying, "Noah, what are you and your sons planning here? Looks like you've really got something going here." Can you imagine his response when Noah says, "Well, we're going to build an ark." Noah, what? You're gonna what? An ark? Well, I'm not sure what all their response was. And maybe some of those folks believed Noah for a time. But eventually, and especially when this big ark took 120 years to build, they thought for sure Noah had lost his senses. Imagine what that did to their relationships. his parents, his brothers, his sisters, his wife's family, their friends. They might have believed him for a while, but eventually they didn't. That's clear in Scripture. They were mocked. They were laughed at. And I'm sure they lost all confidence in Noah's reasoning. Nevertheless, Noah obeyed the word of the Lord and carried out in every detail the building of the ark and preached salvation to the community as he did it, warning them of the flood to come. I really believe that all of Noah's friends, his parents, his brothers, his sisters, his wife's family, and even the families of his daughters-in-law eventually wrote him off as a failure in this life. I mean, what man would spend 120 years building an ark for some supposedly coming flood and there's no water in sight for miles around? Logical? I mean, really? Why should he be using his time doing this when there's much other, there's other things, even more important things they would have thought? I mean, he could have been spending his time building up his material assets here and be a better provider for his children and grandchildren, right? Well, I'm sure they may have thought all of those things. But Noah faithfully and steadily carried on with his sons the work of the ark, remembering the word of the Lord that this ark was for the saving of his family. And he faithfully preached to the community all those 120 years as they built the ark, warning the people of the wrath of God to come. Well, after God brought the many animals into the ark, God told Noah to go into the ark with his family. The flood was about to come. So they go into the ark, and God shuts the door. Not Noah. God shuts the door. One day passes. 2 days pass. Nothing happens. 3 days pass. 4 days pass. Still, nothing happens. The people outside are wondering if Noah is totally retarded by this time. 5 days pass. 6 days pass. Still, nothing happens. I wondered already if Noah ever had second thoughts in those days in the ark before it rained about whether he had heard correctly from God. We don't know. But anyway, day seven comes, and with it, rain. And suddenly, the fountains of the deep in the earth are opened up, and water comes out of the earth all over the place like never before. And suddenly, Noah is no longer the laughingstock of the community. Now, people are coming from everywhere, banging on the door of the ark to be let in. They're crying out in desperation. It's pouring down rain. Water is coming from everywhere. But God has shut the door, and it will not be opened. God destroyed the earth, as he said he would, with the flood. So what is in the successful life of Noah for us to learn today? He looked like a total failure, but he was absolutely successful. He obeyed God to the T. He followed God's orders. He obeyed him. In spite of and in the face of tremendous opposition, I believe it cost Noah and his family relationships between parents, brothers and sisters, in-laws, and a lot of friends. Those relationships, I believe, deteriorated very badly. None of those relatives came into the ark with them. They chose to stay out. And I believe they wrote Noah off as a weirdo. This guy has no clue what he's doing. He's stupid, he's crazy, he's gone nuts. But Noah was successful. Why? Because he had faith in God. And that faith that he had in God motivated him to works because he believed God. And those works were manifested in the building of the ark. Noah not only had a faith in God, works followed it. And friends, today, that's how you and I need to live. We can learn from Noah in the face of great opposition, in the face of the loss of relationships and friendships, even very close relationships, his parents, his wife's family, and all of those. None of them came with him into the ark, just Noah, his wife, and his sons and their wives. 8 souls were saved in the ark. Wow. We can learn from Noah's success, can't we? Let us be faithful. Let us have a faith like that in God that motivates us to a life of godliness, holiness, and, yes, right works that glorify our Father in heaven. May God bless your day.